welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of March, 2009, and the title of this podcast is Car Crash of a Different Kind. My name is Anna. I live in the northwest of the United States. I'm English, and every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'm going to bring you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. Car Crash of a Different Kind. Beginners. The other day, I was looking in the kitchen for a cookie. It was a mid-afternoon, and I was having a snack attack. I opened the cupboard, hoping to find a few oatmeal cookies, my favourites, or perhaps chocolate chip cookies. Unfortunately, there were none, just a few crumbs where the last packet had been. I had nothing to dip in my cup of tea. I thought, why don't I quickly make some? Immediately, I realized that I didn't have any chocolate chips. We were out of them. I didn't want to jump in the car and go to the shops just for a bag of chocolate. It would be easier to buy a packet of cookies. As I was thinking, I remembered an embarrassing incident I had many years ago because of chocolate chips. My husband was making cookies. Anna, we're out of chocolate chips. Can you run down to the store to buy some? So I did. I parked the car, his pickup, Chevy truck, outside the supermarket, and ran in. There were just a few people in the store. I bought the chocolate and walked out towards the truck. It wasn't where I had parked. It was about 5 meters away and right next to a car. There was a group of people standing around it. Uh-oh, I understood what had happened. I had not put the truck in park before turning it off. So when I was shopping, it had rolled backwards and hit a car. I was in big trouble. Advanced. So, you heard about my oops incident. It was a nightmare, truly. The funny thing was, I had just learned to drive, and I was very proud of my effort to go to the store by myself in this Chevy truck. I thought that I had done very well to drive on the other side of the road. In England, we drive on the left. It was a pleasant autumn evening, already dark, and the supermarket was quite empty. I quickly found the cooking aisle, chose the bag of chocolate chips, and went to the cashier to check out. Over the loud speaker, I suddenly heard, "Could the owner of the green and tan Chevy truck please report to customer services?" A bad, sinking feeling rose in my stomach, but I convinced myself that there must be one other person in the store who drove a green and tan truck just like ours. There wasn't. I finished with the cashier clerk and went outside to find the truck. I was horrified at what I saw. My truck had rolled backwards quite a few feet and hit a parked car. At the time, a man was napping in the car, waiting for his wife who was shopping. Eek! The poor man must have had quite a shock. Fancy being hit by an empty car when you are parked in a parking lot. My first instinct was to walk straight past the two cars and the crowd that had gathered around them. But how could I do that? I had to confess and call and let my husband know about the incident. That bag of chocolate chips ended up being a lot more expensive than usual. That's why I prefer oatmeal cookies. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. I hope this was of some use to you. Feel free to download the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com. That's LIBSYN. Or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. I'd love to hear from you. If you write, I promise to write back to you at acupofenglish@live.com. Until next time, take care and goodbye.